Morena, happy Matariki, happy winter solstice, happy Monday. Oh, I'm back in my life. I'm back in my life. I've landed back in my life, having been away. I've been away for like, I think a month. Oh my God, you want to see my clothing? I have a room full of clothing and it's a fucking tip because I've just have suitcase after pile of stuff as I've dumped and run. And that's what I've been doing with all my bags. And I'm not very good at the putting things away. And I have a lot of shit, so it's very easy just to gather new shit and off I go again. Anywho, that's another job. So I need to do a tidy up in that. But I'm now back. I have landed back in my life. And I've been away and had the most extraordinary time. I had an incredible time. I've been to three retreats, two that I ran, one that I attended, and it's been amazing. And I love this time of year. I think June's one of my favorite months, June and July, and my birthday's in July, so it's kind of me time. You know, I'm a winter girl. I'm a winter girl. I do love it. And I'm a sun sign, so I'm born under the sun of Leo, but I do love a bit of winter. I love the cold. I love the fresh. And I love this time of year. And I usually always run a repotted around this time of year. And I really love the idea of hunkering down for winter. And now we're in winter solstice. And I'm like, so winter solstice is the imbalance of when we get more dark than light, right? And when our nights, so we've had the shortest day. Yesterday was the shortest day of the year. And so it's darker more than it's light. So we need to make sure we get lots of light and spend time outside during the day so that it doesn't affect our moods and we don't get too dark. But I kind of enjoyed the darkness of the wind down and the hibernation. And winter's such a fucking great excuse to do not much. Like, isn't it the best? It's just the best. And while I've been away retreating, I was up at Mana, and I think I was there like I was probably there like 12 nights out of 20. Like, I spent a lot of time up there. And the place is beautiful, and the land is very healing, and the food is very nourishing, and it's all vegetarian. It's a lot of soups and dals and really warm, nurturing kind of food. And so I've had lots of warm vegetables. That many fucking vegetables, unbelievable. I'm surprised I'm not growing leaves out my armpits, I tell you. So I've been very warm. And then I've been wrapped in blankets and warmth and sitting around fires, like sitting, singing around campfires and sitting, chatting inside fireplaces. And I love fire and I love what it does for us. It's very mesmerizing, fire. So all this warmth, and then I've come home and I'm like, okay, fuck, how do I keep a little bit of this? And I talk about this a lot when people come on retreats, that the re-entry is quite weird because you go from, like, when you go away to retreat, often you're in a new environment. You go away from home and you're like, boom, in a new environment, but you've got to come back out. And then you're like, boom, I'm back in my life. And it's very easy just to pick up the broom and start sweeping and start the chopping and the organising and whip to the supermarket and dash around. And then you're like, hang on a minute, I just wasted all of that beautiful time. So my meeting this morning is really about how can I integrate some of that. And the imbalance is really perfect because I've gone from mental crazy. Like, I had the biggest, busiest May where I was away and traveling. And then I've had this really restful June. And then I'm like, right, I've got 6 months left in the year. How am I going to keep, I don't even like the word balance, but I'm working out, I like imbalance. I love imbalance. And I'm like, okay, how do I integrate and stay in some of this? So stay in this surrender of just relaxing. So I've come home and I've kept the blankets. I've had lots of soups. I'm carrying on the soups because I don't want my body to suddenly go, what the fuck? It's a sudden stop, you know? So I'm still eating lots of soups. I've still got lots of blankets, and it's just a really, I love the word hunker, The first time I read Hunker, there was a mouse, I think, in Beatrix Potter or something called Hunker. I remember the word hunker and I like it. But hunkering down is like slow vibes. So this week I'm in the office tomorrow for the first time in a month. So I get to celebrate. Maybe Michaela and I will go out for lunch, I think, because I get to hang out with her again, which is one of my favourite things. And we get to, you know, look at everything that's happening in my world. And then I've got lots of mentoring this week, which I love. And I'll be able to sit quietly in my office with a blanket over my knee, like a rest home person, and a bolster, a little cushion under my feet with some of the softness. So I'll be doing that. And I'll be wearing soft clothes because I'm still, my body's got very used to retreat wear, which is soft. Like everything I've been wearing is knitted and soft and squidgy. I bought possum pants. Like, fuck me, there's nothing better than possum pants for the winter. So they are fluffy track pants, all sewn out of merino and possum. So they're very kind of fluffy. Having a fluffy bum, I highly recommend that, let me tell you. So my possum pants are lovely, and I will be just being a wee bit soft and squidgy as I ease back in. And because I've got lots of mentoring, I don't have any, I've only got one delivery of a masterclass this week. Everything else is kind of soft and yummy. So I'm just going to be soft and yummy this week. That's going to be that's my whole vibe. And I think the intention of how we're being is sometimes more important than what you're doing. So I'm not actually concerned about what I'm doing this week because it's all locked in the calendar. You know, I've got this meeting, that meeting, got this and that. and I don't have a full week, which is, you know, it's not super full. I've got lots of space, which is nice because you can't create if you don't have space. I can't come up with new ideas. I can't come up with new things. One of the things we are deciding on this week is the new planner design. Oh my God, the purpose planner for 2026. So that's in the calendar. So that's a bit creative. I love coming up with the cover for my purpose planner every year. So that's really, really exciting. And you need that space just to, you know, to have creativity and ideas. And when you're just running hot from one thing to another, it's like, when does your brain get a chance to go, fuck, here's an idea? Where's that happening? I really like the idea. I spoke at a conference about bold ideas 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about bold ideas. I really like Liz Gilbert, who wrote Big Magic. She talks about how ideas look for human collaborators. And so the idea in her book, Big Magic, she talks about ideas, imagining ideas as butterflies. And they float around and then they land on you. And you go, oh, fuck, I just had an idea. And that's a lovely idea. And you think, oh, yeah, I could do that. Oh, that'd be a lovely idea. And then if you don't commit to that idea, the idea flies off and lands on someone else. And then someone else goes, oh, I've got a good idea. And then a year later, someone launches a product or writes a book or does something. And you go, what the fuck? That was my idea. I'm like, yeah, but you didn't do anything with it. You didn't do the work with the idea. And I don't think if we're moving too fast and we're dashing around that you ever have time for idea butterflies to land on you. So I think that's a really interesting, and I'm often dashing here, dashing there, and it's only when I'm in the shower that I have ideas, and I think that's because I'm alone and still, and the idea butterflies go, quick, she's new, jump on, what they think, but you know, there's something happens in the shower where I have ideas, but I'm interested with all the space, what comes out of the space. So that's kind of my playing. So this whole celebrating winter solstice and leaning into the less sunlight, the more darkness, I'm deliberately going to bed early. I reset my body clock when I was away, and we were in bed really early. Like for me, really early is like 9 o'clock. And so now I'm like carrying that on. And I would go to bed, because everyone would go to bed early, I would go to bed with a big mug of lemon and fresh lemon and fresh ginger and read. And so I'm carrying that on. So I'm reading a beautiful Marianne Williamson book at the moment, which I'm loving. It's a really old one and I love it. And reading and going to bed early and then getting up a bit earlier and then just staying in that squidginess of winter. So there you go. I hope you're enjoying the squidginess of winter. I bloody love it. And I love that this week is going to be a soft week. I wish you to have a soft week. Look for some balance. Find a way to get a moment in a blanket. Find a way to skive off and curl up in a ball. Skive off and lie in a blanket. Or go and, if you can't be fucked making soup, go and buy a soup. I'm really into these Pitango organic soup pouches. They're like $5 and they're beautiful and they're really good for you. So they're not expensive. They're really good for you. And it's like buying yourself a big soup pouch and just nourishing yourself with liquid veggies. It's really good for your body, because your body doesn't have to do the physical work of chewing the veggies and processing the veggies. It's already pre-moolied and it's all the nutrients. And it's really good for you and it's lovely. And I think be nice to yourself. That's the plan in winter, because otherwise we get sick because we run around with our summer energy when we're in a winter space. And I think we need to change and adapt. So I love the idea of that. And I love the idea that a daffodil, you know, the daffodils at the moment are, well, they're starting to come out now. They're only just emerging, but they've been in the dark. They've been curled up in a ball, just generating their energy, ready to stand up and be gorgeous. And like, you can't be a daffodil every day of the year. That's one of my favorite quotes that I used once in mentoring. I said to someone, you know, you're trying to be a daffodil all year round and you will fuck yourself. And that's how I had my adrenal collapse years and years ago, because I was trying to be a daffodil 24/7, 365 days. Doesn't work. You cannot do it. Your body needs to rest. So that's me, rested. Restored. Oh, you gotta go. She's a pain in the ass. We like it better when she's stressed. Oh, well, I'm not. So happy Monday. Go find some rest. Get a bowl of soup. Enjoy the first week post winter solstice. See you on Friday. Bye.